This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Today, President Barack Obama took the stage before thousands of pro-Israel activists here in Washington for the annual gathering of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. His address to that influential lobbying group comes at a crucial time for Israel, with a looming nuclear threat in Iran and a violent conflict in neighboring Syria. It's against that backdrop that Mr. Obama reaffirmed support for Israel and its security concerns.
4 years ago, I stood before you and said that Israel's security is sacrosanct. It is non-negotiable. That belief has guided my actions as president. The fact is, my administration's commitment to Israel's security has been unprecedented. Our military and intelligence cooperation has never been closer.
In the speech, the president also focused on Iran's drive toward developing nuclear weapons and the danger that poses to Israel.
Iran's leaders should understand that I do not have a policy of containment. I have a policy to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. And as I have made clear time and again during the course of my presidency, I will not hesitate to use force when it is necessary to defend the United States and its interests.